So now when I reach Jalalabad, I only got one thing in my head. I need to sort this Attar story out and then I'm a free man. This Attar thing is the only problem in my life now. This is the only zimmedari I got here. So when I went there, first time now meeting Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi, I must have been 14 years old or 15 years old or something. So when they in the Majlis Khana, it was at night. So he was still having meals after Maghrib. So we waited. And when he came, now we went there. So we went inside the room. So the Khadim was there and he could speak English. He was from England. So he's asking me, what work you came here to ask as a GNT. I said, this hadiah I got to give. I must give this hadiah. So Azadi Ramatullah must have understood this bewukuf also. So he took that hadiah. Then my father told me, you must make Hazrat's khidmat. So the Khadim asked me anything else. I said, I want to make khidmat. So now Hazrat is telling that Khadim, ask him what khidmat you want to make. So I said, any khidmat, anything. So then that Khadim now, he said, no, come here, come here. He said, no, come press Hazrat Ramatullah's feet, express his feet. So he was a person who pressed the feet very, very softly, and then you mustn't go above the knee. Before the knee you stop, just press a little bit, stop before the knee. So after that was finished, I said, my calm is over now. I give the hadiah, I made the khidmat, finish. Now you sit back and you think, now there were so many things you could have said there and so many that you only realize later. So khair. The second instance where crying is something encouraged is crying in the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Either out of muhabbat for Allah Rabbul Izzat, the person is singing some Naat Sharif in praise of Allah Pak out of muhabbat for Allah Ta'ala, or he's just sitting and he's contemplating and he thinks of Allah Ta'ala with love, with muhabbat, and he sheds tears. Or he remembers the bounties of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala upon him. And thinking about these bounties, that how much my Allah does for me. You know, sometime a son would hug his father. Father bought him one car, or the father did something for him. Hug his father, shed a few tears. How can I ever thank you? You did so much for me. You paid for my education. Now you still bought a motor car for me. You got me married. You did this. You did that. So the son, his heart goes out to his father. He embraces his father and he shed a few tears. If he is a true son who has got some shukr in him. So like this, the person thinks of Allah Pak, he thinks of the bounties of Allah Rabbul Izzat, and then he sheds tears in the court of Allah Pak. He raises his hands and out of shukr to Allah Pak, he cries and he sheds tears. So this was also Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's crying, that out of muhabbat for Allah Pak and thinking of the ni'mats, the bounties of Allah Rabbul Izzat, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would cry. Then the third type of crying is crying during tilawat of Quran Sharif. Crying during the tilawat of Quran Sharif. Unfortunately with us, we don't really understand the language of the Quran. This is why we don't really get affected with the tilawat. But up to today, you go to the haram, and you stand there with the Arabs, and if the Imam has to read some ayat of Jahannam, of some azab or something, and see how they cry. How they cry, the tilawat of Quran Sharif, they begin to weep, they begin to cry. Sometimes you listen to the Taraweeh of the Imams of the Haram, how they cry when they read. Because they really understand the true meaning of the Quran Sharif. To us, we just want to get the khatam over. That too is ibadat also, we need to make the khatam. But they really understand. Now if they understand, imagine how Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam understood. So this was both ways. Either while reading, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam would cry. Like one night, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam wakes up And he's reciting this ayat, إِن تُعَذِّبْهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ عِبَادُكَ. That, oh Allah, if you have to punish them, then they are your bandas. I mean, who can question you? وَإِن تَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ. But if you forgive them, فَإِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. Then verily you are the most powerful, the most wise. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he continues reciting this ayat the entire night. The entire night, or most major portion of that night, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he keeps on reading the same ayat, and he is crying before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we find that famous, what I mentioned to you all the other day also, that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Hazrat Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala, that recite. And he started reciting from the beginning of Surah Nisa. So he recites that last quarter of para 4 and the first quarter of para 5, and he comes to that ayat, فَكَيْفَ إِذَا جِئْنَا مِنْ كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ بِشَهِيدٍ وَجِئْنَا بِكْ عَلَى هَؤُلَاءِ شَهِيدًا. And then he indicates to Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, enough, enough. And when he looks up, he sees Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's tears that is flowing from his mubarak eyes. Then once Hazrat Abu Musa Ashari radiallahu ta'ala, he was reciting Quran Sharif at night. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him the next day, that, oh Abu Musa, if only you had seen me while you were reading the Quran Sharif. He didn't know Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was listening to him. He said, if only you had seen me, like how touched I was by the tilawat of the Quran Sharif. And then he told him, لَقَدْ أُوْتِيْتَ مِزْمَارًا مِّمْ مَزَامِيرِ عَلِي دَاوُودِ. That, oh Abu Musa, you have been blessed with a flute from the flutes of the family of Dawood alayhi salam. In other words, you have been blessed with a sweet voice like the sweet voices of the family of Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, when he used to recite his scripture, the Zabur, when he used to recite, even the animals used to come and sit and listen. So wonderful was his tilawat, so wonderful was his recitation, that the animals, the birds, everything used to come and sit and listen to his tilawat. What a manzar that must have been. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whether he was listening to the Quran Sharif, he would weep. Whether he was reciting the Quran Sharif, then too he would weep. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praises this weeping in the Quran Sharif. Now most of the ayat, or some of the ayat where we make sajda tilawat, it is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that his mu'min bandas, when they hear the ayat of the Quran Sharif, they fall down in sajda crying. And then we make a sajda tilawat. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would weep on those occasions. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at times would begin crying while he was making waaz and nasihat. While he is, you know, giving a khutbah, while he is delivering a speech, a bayan, he would begin to cry. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala whom, they would be so affected by these tears of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that there was no need for words after that. The tears of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a greater impact and a greater effect than any orator's words could ever have had. And then obviously Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he would cry out of concern for the ummah. That was most of his crying, out of concern for the ummah. Hazrat Abdullah bin Shakhir radiallahu ta'ala, once he entered one place where Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in ibadat, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying. And he says, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the way he was crying, it was, I could actually hear like a wheeze coming out of his chest. Other Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they described the crying of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that his chest used to sound like a boiling pot, like how if water is boiling in the pot, how the sound it makes. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's chest would sound like that when he was crying. So the crying, we learned from there that that crying of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in that solitude when he was alone, it wasn't just the shedding of a few tears, but it was really crying like a baby crying Nabi Akareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would cry like that and beseech Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the ability to cry to our Allah. This is a great ni'mat, to be able to cry to Allah Rabbul Izzat. This is a very, very great ni'mat. And the only way it will come is when a person will remain in solitude. He will be in solitude and his mind must be clear and he must be making dua, thinking of the ni'mats of Allah Pak. And for a while when he sits like this and he makes dua, he thinks about maut, thinks about the ni'mats of Allah Pak upon him. One side is Jahannam, azab in the qabr, the fear of all of that grips him. On the other side, the mercy of Allah Pak, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you find that the tears then begin to flow. So the person has to be very, you know, concentrating. And those tears that are shed in solitude, those are the tears that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really loves. This banda who sheds tears in solitude, then that person won't go in the fire of Jahannam. If he sheds tears out of khawf for Allah Pak in solitude, that person won't go in the fires of Jahannam. So we must try. In fact, in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that if you can't cry, imitate a crying person. Now imagine how much Allah Pak must be loving it. And Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, if you can't do it, then at least imitate a crying person. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum.